Paul says, so we fix our eyes. We focus not on the things we see that the thief can break in and steal, that rust can corrupt, but on what is unseen. I'm not going to fix my eyes and fix the eyes of my heart on my house. I have a lovely house. And when we moved in there, we painted it. And we fixed up the yard somewhat. But that house is not the kingdom that I want to build. That belongs to this world and it will pass away. I will not take that house, that car, that job. I won't take any of those things with me. So I'm asking the question today. What is it that I see that Paul would want me to categorize as something that might be important, but it's not worth my full focus? And what is it that is unseen? That thing that I ought to focus on. For what is seen is temporary, what is unseen is eternal. Let's consider this passage from 1 John 2:15. John speaking the very word of God. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, and the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. Those things that are going to pass away, not only your house, not only your car, not only the job, but also, he says, the cravings of sinful man. The lust of your flesh is doomed for destruction. The lust of your eyes, that object that would cause your eyes to lust, will pass away. The pride of your life, boasting about what you do or what you have, is not worth your focus. We are a missionary sending church. We have had people from our church go all over the world. We've helped other churches, and we've seen lots of people saved. We even helped in Liberia during a year of war to build a church building. Because we've gone all over the world as rich Americans, we are then called upon by Christians in other countries. They ask us out of our wealth to help them in their time of need. And so as you focus, you will see that God will choose for you to give. Look at Matthew chapter 6, verse 1. Be careful, says Jesus, not to do your acts of righteousness before men to be seen by them. If you do, you will have no reward from your Father in heaven. So when you give to the needy, do not announce it with trumpets, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and on the streets to be honored by men. I tell you the truth, they have received their reward in full. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret. Then your Father, who sees what is done in secret, will reward you. Why do we talk about the work we're doing in Liberia? If we shouldn't let the right hand know what the left hand is doing, if we should only give in the secret place, I want to share with you why I would tell what our church does for needy people in Liberia. Because it's not to get the applause of men. The reason we would show these shoeboxes of love is because if we show you, you might catch the vision that God has blessed you with so much, it will be blessed for you to give. However, Jesus says when you give to the needy, don't announce it for the pleasure of men. That's the wrong purpose. If I tell you any work of righteousness that I have seen in this church, it's for the purpose of spurring you on to more good works. Because generosity, true love and caring is contagious. However, it's important for you to also have the giving that is in the secret place. This little secret part of your relationship. You see what it does? It counters the secret life that the devil wants to have with you. The devil, men, want to have a little secret life with you in the area of pornography. He would love to invite you to eat at the table of demons with him in secret. Or in the matter of marital infidelity. Boys, girls, in the area of stealing, just between you and him. The devil would like you to have a little secret relationship that nobody else knows about. Jesus says, keep your most sacred, secret, private, intimate moment between you and the Father. When you give to the needy, make it sacred. There should be some area of your life where you're giving that nobody else knows about. Just the one who is unseen. There's going to be some time when there's a check in your spirit that in this particular instance, I don't want you to tell anybody, says God to your heart. Just do this, but don't tell anybody. And that's between you and Him. That's a wonderful secret He's asked you to keep between you and Him. And He's got a purpose behind it. And you might be so tempted, oh, but I want to tell so-and-so. And God says to you, no, don't. This is between you and me. If you tell that person, you're going to get a reward for it. They're going to think you're really something. And I don't want you to ruin this thing that I'm trying to do with you. So let's keep this between you and me. Jesus said, when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Remember I asked the question, what is seen and what is unseen? Fix your eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. During my 40 days of focus, I can make a choice today. I'm going to have some quiet time, just me and God. Not me and my wife talking about God, just me and God. I might have to take a walk around the block in order to get alone with God. I might need to wake up 15 minutes earlier and just do something different in order to get alone with God. But Jesus doesn't say, if you get around to praying, this is what you should do. Jesus says to His disciples, when you pray. Not if you give to the needy, not if you make a shoebox or if you give to the missions offering. Jesus says, when you give, when you pray and close the door, He who is unseen is watching. Your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. And finally, verse 16, when you fast. It doesn't say if you fast. Jesus is talking to people who know Him and who love Him, who want to draw close to Him. He says, when you fast. Now, I know there are people in this room that have never fasted before. And I want to tell you as a pastor that Jesus expects there will be days when we fast. Now, I'm going to fast during this 40 days. I don't know for how long, but I'm in my third day of fasting. Does my face look disfigured to you? Do I look like I'm having a terrible time? Jesus says, when you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show men they are fasting. He said, when you fast, don't do it for the applause of men. Instead, you should put oil on your head and wash your face so that it will not be obvious to men that you are fasting. When you anoint with oil, you're signifying separation for a holy purpose. And I go through life, and nobody knows I'm fasting except the one in secret. Now, I've told you. Why did I tell you? Because you're the church. I'm not doing this for your applause. I'm sharing with you that I'm in a third day of fast because I think some of you need to fast. You've never fasted.